attempted to talk.
I'll never fit in. Your Yaya hates me.
My hands came up as I wiped her black tears away.
No, she doesn't, baby.
She nodded and used the back of her hand to wipe her snot.
Ooh, gross. Yes, she does. She told me today not to turn you into a beer-loving drunk, because, you know, all people from Irish descent are beer-loving drunks. Your mother thinks you're going to starve because I can't cook, and I'm actually a damn good cook. I can learn to make Greek food just as good as them, but they won't ever give me a chance. I know they won't. I'll never be good enough.
Hearing her fears had my heart breaking.
That's not true. It is true, she yelled out. Do you know how many of your cousins came up to me today and said they couldn't believe Katerina was okay with you dating me? A non-Greek in the family.
No, I don't know and I don't care, and neither should you. Some of my family is very old-school Greek. I don't care what any of them think. She stood up quickly.
I do. Today they were questioning me about growing up Catholic. I was scared to death to tell them I hadn't set foot in a Catholic church since I was 14. This will be our life forever. Me, always wondering if your family accepts me. Your grandmother thinking I'm not good enough. Your mother thinking I'm starving you. I think your father only likes me because he knew my father.
She shook her head and mumbled.
I can't do it.
Grabbing the suitcase, she slammed it shut.
I have to leave. I need to think.
The only way to describe the feeling in my chest was to say someone was squeezing the fuck out of my heart. What? I mumbled as I watched her carry her suitcase out of the bedroom. She can't leave. I'm not letting her leave me. Reaching for her jacket, she headed to the door.
Maybe I was too hopeful that this would work out, that we would work out.
My eyes widened in horror. Racing around the front of her, I fought to pull air into my lungs. No, Kylan, please don't leave. Baby, I can't breathe without you. Don't you know that? Tears streamed down her cheeks as my heart pumped faster. My eyes searched her beautiful face. You're the only reason I smile when I go to sleep at night and when I wake up each morning. Your smile can turn the worst of days around and make me the happiest man on earth. A sob slipped from her soft pink lips.
I don't know what to do. I love you so much, Thano. I've never loved anyone like I love you.
That's all we need, Ladybug. She closed her eyes tightly and blurted out.
I lied.
The only thing I could hear was my heart racing like I'd just run a marathon. My mouth went dry, and I forced the words out of my mouth. Trying like hell to swallow, I finally formed words. What did you lie about? Her eyes snapped open. God, how I loved this girl. Even with her eyes bloodshot red, she still caused my breath to catch.
I don't like baklava.
Wait, what did she say? Shaking my head, I leaned in closer to her.
What?
Her head moved from side to side.
I know, I feel terrible about it. I tried. Oh God, I tried so hard, but every time I eat it, I want to gag.
With a smile on my face, I pushed a piece of loose, wavy hair behind her ear. When her lip jetted out in a pout, I fell in love with her even more. What's your favorite thing to do? With a furrowed look, she whispered.
What?
Your favorite thing to do with me. Tell me what it is right now. Her face turned upright into a smile.
When we drive up to the cabin with the windows down and the radio blaring.
I never would have done that before you, Kylan. You changed my life. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. I'd jump out of a damn airplane if I thought it would make you happy. I'd rather die than have you walk out of my life. Please say you'll stay with me. Please. Her tears started up again, and I wiped them away with my thumbs. What about your... Placing my lips to hers, I kissed her. I needed her to feel how much I loved her, how there wasn't anything I wouldn't do for her, and that our love would get us through anything. When I pulled back, I rested my forehead to hers. I had plans for us tonight. Let me take you out. We'll forget about my family, Greek food, all of it. It's only you and me tonight. Stepping back, I placed my finger on her chin and lifted her eyes to mine. Will you go on a date with me tonight? With a slight nod, she smiled,
Yes.
My body instantly relaxed. After this, the rest of the night was going to be a piece of cake.
27. Kylan. Thano's eyes were filled with love as he looked into mine.
Will you go on a date with me tonight?
My stomach dipped as I responded with, yes. His body relaxed, and I hated that my insecurities caused him stress. I wanted so badly to feel like I was a part of his family. But after today, I wasn't sure I ever would be.
Come on, let's go put your suitcase up and get changed.
I probably looked like a mess with all the crying. Sheesh, what was happening to me? I never cried like this. Thano grabbed my suitcase and took my hand as he pulled me to the bedroom. The only thing I really wanted to do was fall into bed with him and get lost in his eyes.
Dress warm. We'll be outside. Oh, and wear jeans and sneakers.
My interest was piqued as I lifted my eyebrows. Okay. Are you going to tell me where we are going? With a smirk, he simply winked and pulled a sweatshirt over his head. My lower stomach pulled with desire as I watched him run his hand through his hair.
Don't look at me like that, Ladybug. Come on, get dressed.
I did as he asked and quickly changed. Freshening up my makeup, I made sure to apply waterproof mascara. I had no idea what we would be doing, so I put on thermals as well as a long-sleeve shirt. I take my jacket and gloves also, just in case.
Pack a small bag as well. I think we'll spend a few days up at the cabin if you're able to.
My heart soared. I loved going to the cabin. It held such amazing memories for me. After all, it was there we made love for the first time. We didn't go up there as often as we wanted to, so I jumped at the chance to go. It was just what I needed to clear my head. I have a design to do, but I can bring it with me. By the time we got to Thano's truck, my heart was beating like a racehorse. We never took his sports car up to the cabin, not after the tree fell on it. Opening the door for me, he smiled as I slipped into his car. Leaning in, he kissed me on the lips.
Ready for some fun?
With a giggle, I nodded my head. Totally ready. Do I get a hint? He laughed and tapped the tip of my nose.
Nope.
Shutting the door, I watched him walk around the front of the truck. Even though my head was spinning, I still wasn't sure if this would all work out. I couldn't ignore how much I loved this man. I'd never really loved anyone besides my parents, Claire and her parents. Thano jumped in and started up his truck.
Okay, let's go have some fun.
Keeping my mind busy with small talk, I wasn't paying any attention to where we were going, as I went on and on about nothing. Claire and Blake are trying for a baby. Thano smiled.
Are they really? Good for them.
Nodding, I felt a tiny bit of jealousy in the pit of my stomach. Her folks are pretty happy about it. They've been bugging them about it for a while.
Are you close to her parents?
Yes. I mean, they're like my second parents. I know they love me like I'm their daughter. He reached for my hand and kissed the back of it.
You know my parents adore you, Kylan.
With a shrug, I looked away.
Tonight, my mother said she loved you.
Looking back at Thano, I asked, she did? She really said that? With a huge smile, he nodded.
Yep.
It was then I noticed we were at the airport. Anxiety washed over my body as I looked back at Thano. He was pulling into a different part of the airport, the area where private planes were kept. Where are you going? I asked with a nervous edge to my voice. All he did was turn to me and wink. Pulling up to a hangar, Thano put his truck into park.
We're here. Come on.
Before I had a chance to even ask why we were at a hangar at the airport, Thano got out of his truck and made his way over to my door. I opened it and slowly got out. Lacing his fingers with mine, we headed over to the three guys standing a few feet away.
Thano! Damn, man, it's good to see you.
The guy seemed to be the same age as us. His blonde hair was a mess, but the only thing you noticed was his sky blue eyes.
Saul, it's good seeing you. It's been a while. How are you doing?
The man's eyes quickly looked over at me before his attention went back to Thano.
I'm doing good. Still flying people all over the place. Your dad called in a favor for you, I see.
My heart began pounding as my eyes drifted over to the small jet that was parked outside of the hangar. Swallowing hard, I tried to speak, but nothing came out. Thano's laugh caused me to look back at the men.
He did. It's a quick flight, right? Oh yeah, I've already called in the flight plans, so we're good to go.
Oh my God. We were flying somewhere. In a plane. In a small plane. Turning to me, Thano must have noticed the sheer look of horror on my face. And then it hit him.
Oh, shit. Kylan, I wasn't even thinking. Baby, we don't have to do this if you don't want to.
My eyes bounced between him and the plane. Whatever he had planned, he went to a lot of trouble to plan it. I wasn't about to let my fears stand in the way. I'm fine, honest. His hands cupped my face, bringing my eyes to his intense stare.
We don't have to do this.
Lifting my hands to his, I smiled. I've flown since my parents' death. It's always been on big planes and not smaller ones, though. With a nervous chuckle, I continued. I've missed out on some pretty fun trips because I wouldn't fly on a smaller plane. It's a stupid fear. He barely shook his head.
It's not stupid.
I pressed my lips together and forced a grin. I want to do this. The way his thumbs moved across my cheeks had a calming effect on me.
Are you sure?
I've never been so sure. Thano dropped his hands and I instantly missed his warm touch.
I need to get the bags. Wait right here.
I stood there and watched as he grabbed the bags and brought them over to the jet. My heart was racing as I listened to them talking. There would be two pilots. The flight to Dallas would be short. A car would be there to pick us up. My hand came up as I rubbed my fingers against my forehead. I was trying like hell to ignore the sick feeling in my stomach, as well as the headache that was quickly coming on. Closing my eyes, I counted to 20. This was good. I needed to do this. I swear I blacked out because before I knew it, we were up in the air and I was gripping Thano's hand so hard it was turning white.
I'm sorry, I forgot, Kylan. I can't believe I did that.
By the time the plane leveled out some, I was feeling much better. It's okay. I don't even remember telling you how my parents died. He looked down and then back up at me.
You didn't. My father did.
I nodded. So, because of you forgetting, does this mean you're going to tell me where we are going? With a laugh, he shook his head.
No, but I know something else we can do.
Wiggling his eyebrows, my mouth dropped. No. Thano, are you insane?
No, I'm thinking we need to relax you. What better way to relax than sex?
I quickly looked around the plane. There were four large chairs, and behind them was a table. Whose plane is this anyway? I asked.
My Uncle Mitch's. He flies all over the place for work.
Thano smiled, and I couldn't ignore my libido screaming at me to climb on top of him. Why did I listen to him and wear jeans? Standing, I walked back to the table and ran my finger over it. So, will the pilots be coming out anytime soon?
Why? Does talking about my Uncle Mitch turn you on?
Widening my smile, I placed my finger in my mouth and gently bit down on it. No, but you do. His eyes darkened and my body blazed with the fire deep inside. The way he was looking at me had my stomach flipping and flopping with each step he took closer to me.
Do you want me, Kylan?
With a deep breath in, I whispered, yes.
Are you still wanting to leave me?
My head shook. No.
Good. Because I'll never stop loving you and fighting for us. Do you understand that, Ladybug?
I found myself holding my breath when he stopped directly in front of me.
Do you?
He asked again. Pushing the breath out, I nodded. Say it, he whispered as he dipped his face and buried it into my neck. Oh, God. I wanted him to rip my clothes off and have him take me up against the table, and I didn't give two shits who heard or saw. Say what? I panted. He chuckled, and his hot breath hit my neck, causing goosebumps to erupt over my body.
That you understand.
My eyes closed. I understand. Thano, I want you desperately. His lips moved softly across my skin.
Desperately, you say?
It was becoming harder to stand while my legs grew weak.
Yes. Please.
But you said we couldn't.
Gripping onto his strong arms, I felt his muscles contract under my touch, causing my body to burn with want.
We can. Oh, God, we can.
His velvety hands slipped under my shirt and made their way to my breasts.
I feel your nipples, and damn if I don't want to suck on them.
With a force, I pulled him closer to me. Yes, was all I managed to get out.
Kylan, if we do this, it has to be fast.
My head dropped back as he moved those magical lips across my neck.
Fast, okay, got it.
Do you? Because, baby, I'm going to fuck you, and you're going to be very quiet. Do you understand?
Oh, Lord. Thano talking like that had my body ready to explode.
Yes, I panted.
He lifted me and set me on the table as he took a step back and undid his jeans. He didn't have any underwear on, so when he took himself in his hand and began to stroke himself, I thought I was going to come right then and there.
That's hot, I whispered, as I unbuttoned my jeans and slipped back off the table, pushing them down.
I couldn't get my sneakers off, and Thano clearly grew impatient. He grabbed me and spun me around.
Put your hands on the table. I'm fucking you from behind.
My heart was racing, and the moment he pushed inside of me, I called out,
Oh, God.
Thano grabbed my hair and pulled it back.
You have to be quiet.
Pressing my lips together, I tried like hell not to utter a peep as Thano fucked me. It felt like heaven, and I knew I would come quickly. I loved this side of him, which still surprised me somewhat. When my legs began to quiver, I knew I was going to have to concentrate on keeping my mouth shut.
Baby, you're squeezing down on my cock and it feels so good.
That was my undoing. I came hard while my entire body shook. Trying to keep quiet seemed to intensify the whole experience. Thano pushed in hard and I felt him growing larger. He made a small grunt and released his cum into me. A wide smile grew across my face as I dropped my head and fought to drag in air.
Shit, Thano said in a hushed voice.
Turning to look over my shoulder, I stared into his green eyes. What's wrong?
I don't have anything to clean us up with.
With a quick look around, I saw some napkins. Reaching for them, I handed them to Thano as he pulled out and quickly began cleaning me. I loved how he always put me first in everything. He slowly pulled my jeans up, turned me to face him, and kissed my lips.
Hey, Thano, just letting you know we'll be starting to descend here shortly.
Both our eyes widened in horror. My mouth dropped open as a giggle escaped, while Thano's mouth grew into a crooked smile. My heart skipped a beat at the sight. It was right then and there I knew nothing mattered but our love for each other. No matter what was thrown at us, we'd make it through all of it. Together.
28. Thano. My heart was beating like I'd just run a damn marathon. When Saul started talking, I couldn't believe it. Then Kylan started giggling and my heart felt as if it were soaring in the clouds next to the plane. Glancing over my shoulder, I watched as Saul headed back to the cockpit. When I looked back at Kylan, she had her hand over her mouth as she tried to keep in her laughter.
Do you think he saw us?
She asked in a whispered voice. I shrugged my shoulders. I don't think so. She closed her eyes and said,
God, I hope not. That would be so embarrassing if that got back to your father.
Laughing, I pulled her close to me. I couldn't care less if it did get back to him. But it looks like we're members of the Mile High Club. Kylan wiggled her eyebrows.
I'll be sure to add that to my resume.
My eyes dropped to her lips. Leaning in, I kissed her gently before pulling back. How do you feel about flying now? When her teeth sunk into my lip, and she peered up at me through those long eyelashes, my heart felt as if it had skipped a beat.
I've suddenly grown a fondness for flying.
Throwing my head back, I let out a roar of laughter. I was pissed at myself for making such a stupid mistake with the plane, but if having sex was Kylan's way of getting past it, I was totally okay with that.
So, what's in Dallas?
Kylan asked, making her way back over to her seat. Letting out a soft chuckle, I looked at her. Oh no, there is no way you're getting it out of me. It's a surprise. With a pout, she dropped into the seat.
So wait, if we're headed to Dallas tonight, are we really going to the cabin?
Nope. I just said that to get you to pack a bag. We're staying in Dallas for 2 nights. Her smile practically lit up the entire plane.
I've never been to Dallas.
Well, I'm glad I'm the one who gets to take you.
Me too. And I don't even care where we're going. I'm just glad we're together.
Taking her hand in mine, I lightly kissed the back of it. Me too, Ladybug. Once we landed, Saul and the other pilot taxied up to a private hangar. Kylan and I got off the plane and quickly headed to a car that was waiting for us. I don't think I'd ever seen Kylan so damn excited. She was like a kid in a candy store. Slipping into the car's back seat, the driver greeted us by name. I don't know how my father did it, but I owed him big time for helping me plan out tonight.
Mr. Drevis, Ms. O'Kelly, my name is Ted and I'll be your driver for the next few days. Are you ready to go to your destination?
With a huge smile and my heart racing in my chest, I replied, Yes, we are. I watched Kylan as she looked out the window.
Dallas is huge. It's so beautiful at night.
Yes, it is, I agreed. Kylan was so busy looking out at everything, she didn't even notice we had pulled up at our destination.
This is my business card, Mr. Drevis. Please call me when you and Ms. O'Kelly are ready to head to the hotel.
Taking the card, I slipped it into my wallet. Thank you so much, Ted. My hand took Kylan's as I gave her a little tug. You ready? Her head snapped around as she looked at me and nodded her head.
Oh yeah, totally.
The second we stepped out of the car and she looked at where we were, and her eyes lit up, I knew all the trouble and money it cost me to do this was worth it. When she turned and looked at me, she had tears in her eyes.
A carnival? You flew us to Texas on a private plane to take me to a carnival?
With a wink, I replied, That's one reason. Her little crooked smile swept me off my damn feet.
Are you insane, Athanasios Adrax Drevis?
Fuck, I loved when she said my full name. No, I'm in love. A single tear slipped from her eye and slowly rolled down her cheek. Lifting my hand, I wiped it away. Taking her hand in mine, I led her to the entrance. Come on, they only stay open until 1 in the morning and we have a lot to do in only a couple of hours. I never seen Kylan laugh and smile as much as she did tonight. We played games, rode rides until I felt like I was going to throw up, and ate carnival food until Kylan thought she was going to throw up. It was the perfect night. Well, almost perfect. Standing in line at the Ferris wheel, I couldn't help but feel nervous. With Kylan standing at my door only just a few hours ago, ready to leave, I hoped like hell I wasn't about to really scare her off.
We're up next,
she said with excitement in her voice. As we approached the ride, my knees felt weak and my stomach was already twisting up in knots. Rubbing my hand across my pocket, I breathed a sigh of relief. It was still there. Kylan hopped into the bucket with a wide smile on her face.
My whole body feels like it is tingling.
Chuckling, I took her hand in mine as we slowly made our way higher as the rest of the buckets were filled with people. When we got near the top, her jaw fell open and she gasped.
Thano, it's beautiful. Look at all the lights.
I looked out over Dallas and nodded in agreement. Was it worth the plane ride? She turned and looked at me.
This night has been beyond amazing. I don't think you could do anything else to make it any better.
Swallowing hard, I looked into her eyes. I'm hoping I can. Her green eyes filled with desire. She opened her mouth to talk when the ride started, causing her to let out a small yelp. We both laughed as she looked out at everything.
This is amazing. I never really knew they were so tall.
You never seen the one up at Pike's Peak? She shook her head.
Nope.
Well, when it opens, I'll take you. Talk about views. Kylan smiled as she settled into my side. We went around two more times. When I finally built up the courage to do it, reaching into my pocket, I pulled out the blue box. I cleared my throat and took a deep breath.
Ladybug.
Hmm?
I need to ask you something. She moved away some and looked me directly in the eyes.
Anything,
she said with a slight smile. I'd never felt this way before, not even with Savannah.
There was something so profoundly different about this moment with Kylan.
Licking my lips to help with my dry mouth, I smiled and spoke with a wavering voice.
I love you so much.
Her face softened, and warmth radiated throughout my body from the smile she gave me.
I love you too, so very much. I'm sorry I freaked out earlier.
None of that matters. All that matters is you're here with me right now. Looking into her eyes, I let out a breath and whispered,
You're so beautiful, Kylan.
With a flush on her cheeks, she peered down at her hands. Opening the box, I took a deep breath and slowly blew it out as I got ready to speak from my heart.
You're truly the only woman I've ever felt my heart stop for. The thought of not having you in my life is one I never want to ever have again. You are my life, my future.
I held up the velvet box that held the princess-cut diamond. Kylan covered her mouth with her hands and tried to hold back a sob.
Kylan O'Kelly, will you do me the honor of marrying me?
Her eyes filled with tears, and her hands dropped to her lap. Her chin trembled as she looked at the diamond and then back up into my eyes.
Is this really happening? Is this for real?
Smiling, I nodded. With a smile as big as the Texas sky, she exclaimed,
Yes. Yes, I will marry you.
My hand laced through her hair while I grabbed her neck and pulled her lips to mine. There was nothing about this moment I would ever forget. Not even when the ride stopped moving, and we sat, stuck at the very top for over an hour before they finally got the damn thing running again. It was the best night of my life.
29. Kylan. I was flying high as Thano and I walked into the lobby of the Warwick Melrose Hotel. My eyes bounced all over as I took in the beauty of it all. Reaching for my hand, he laced his fingers with mine as we walked to the front desk. When we stopped, the young girl's eyes lit up at the sight of Thano. I was used to it now, the gawks and looks from women. Some even had the nerve to flirt with him right in front of me. At first it pissed me off, but in the end, I was the one going home with him, so what did it matter?
Good evening, welcome to the Warwick Melrose.
We both smiled as Thano replied,
Hey there, reservations for Thano Drevis.
The girl quickly began typing. Her face lit up as she looked between the two of us.
Yes, Mr. Drevis. I see we have you in our presidential suite.
My head whipped over to look at Thano. He chuckled and said,
No, I think you have that wrong. I only booked a king suite.
She glanced down at her computer again. Shaking her head, she replied,
No, I have here you are to be put in the presidential suite. You originally booked the king suite, but someone called and changed it. It also appears your two-night stay with us has been prepaid.
I was positive my jaw was on the ground.
Does it say who called and changed it?
Thano asked. She searched on her computer.
Looks like it was a Mr. Dimitris Drevis.
Potteros,
Thano whispered. Scrunching my nose up, I thought for a moment. I was almost positive that meant father. The young girl smiled.
So, here is your key, and you also have access to the private entrance around the side of the hotel, if you would like to use it.
That won't be necessary,
Thano responded with a small chuckle. After giving us the key and a map of the hotel and surrounding area, she grinned from ear to ear.
Are y'all here celebrating anything? I almost said no before I remembered the ring on my finger. Holding it up, I felt my heart quicken. Thano asked me to marry him this evening. Congratulations! How exciting! Well, I hope we are able to make your engagement that much more special. Thano looked at me and wiggled his eyebrows.
Oh, I think we have that covered.
The moment we walked into the room, we both let out a gasp. I spun around and laughed. This is bigger than your apartment. The living area was huge and had enough seating for Thano's entire family. Okay, maybe not all of them. The kitchen was a full-size kitchen that led to a dining room that seated 10 people.
We're totally having sex on that table,
Thano said in a seductive voice. Nodding in agreement, we made our way to the bedroom. My hands immediately came up to my mouth as I took in the sight before me. The room was absolutely the most beautiful room I'd ever seen. Look at the fabrics and the colors they used in here, I gasped. The use of the cream and blue colors was beyond breathtaking. Thano let out a chuckle.
Only you would notice the fabric and not the flowers.
In that moment, I was overcome with the smell of flowers. There were vases of daisies everywhere, every color and every size. I can't believe your dad did this. Taking me in his arms, Thano captured my eyes with his.
My father had nothing to do with the flowers. I asked for that to be done.
My heart melted on the spot and my stomach fluttered. I love it. It's very romantic. His lips moved gently along my jawline as my body erupted in goosebumps and my breath stalled.
You haven't even begun to see romantic yet, Ladybug.
Yes, please. Pressing his lips to mine, I got lost in the kiss like I always did. What was I even thinking earlier when I tried to leave? My life would never be the same without Thano. He was the very air I needed to breathe. He whispered against my lips, causing a shiver to run down my back.
Love me forever.
Forever, I softly replied. Thano slowly began to lift my shirt over my head while he continued to speak.
Never doubt my love for you.
With a lazy shake of my head, I whispered back, never. Reaching behind my back, he expertly unclasped my bra and removed it. His mouth was on my nipple as his hand played with the other, building my desire. Thano, I gasped as he moved his lips down my stomach while dropping to his knees. Unbuttoning my jeans, he peered up and smiled at me. The same one that showed his dimples and absolutely made my heart soar. My jeans and panties were quickly pulled down while I stepped out of them and kicked them to the side. With a quickening heartbeat, I pulled Thano up and started to undress him, not in the slow, romantic way he undressed me. It was frantic and rushed. I needed to feel him up against my bare skin. He engulfed me in an embrace, eliciting a moan from each of us.
You feel so good,
he said, lifting me up while I wrapped my legs around him. Walking us over to the bed, he gently laid me down. Every nerve ending in my body was on fire.
Slide up the bed, Ladybug.
I quickly did as he asked. I wasn't sure how Thano seemed to make every time we made love feel like our first time, but he did. His hands moved up my legs as my body trembled from his touch. No one could ever love me like Thano. He released my deepest desires. My back arched as he took a nipple in his mouth and pushed his fingers inside of me, pulling a long, deep moan from my mouth.
You're mine, Kylan.
Thrashing my head back and forth, I gripped the satin bedspread. My body ached from the need to release what was building. Yours. Forever yours. His lips moved up and across my neck as I felt my orgasm beginning to grow. Thano's lips pressed against mine while he pushed my legs open with his knee and slowly slid into my body. I was so worked up, I knew the moment he moved, I'd come. I needed it.
I longed for it more than I ever had. Pulling his lips from mine, he began to move agonizingly slow in and out of me while placing his mouth against my ear. His hot breath caused my eyes to practically roll to the back of my head. I swear, when he made love to me, it was my high, my rush, the drug I longed for with every single breath I took. Sucking in a breath, Thano slowly released it.
I can't wait to make you my wife,
he whispered in my ear. My chest fluttered with his whispered words as my orgasm rushed across my entire body as we cried out each other's name. My arms wrapped around his neck while his lips crashed to mine. We came together in one of the most beautiful rooms I'd ever been in. Our whispered names against each other's lips sounded as if they were echoing in the room. It was the most intimate, beautiful, romantic, and unbelievable moment of my life. I wasn't sure how long we had lain there as my fingers moved lazily over his back.
Do we have to leave this hotel room?
Thano asked, breaking the silence. With a giggle, I responded, I wish we could stay here forever. Looking into my eyes, his expression turned serious.
Kylan?
With a smile, I replied, Yeah?
How would you feel about eloping?
I couldn't help myself from laughing. When he didn't laugh back, my smile dropped and my eyes widened in an astonished look. You're serious?
Dead serious.
My heart froze as I looked at him with a dumbfounded look on my face. With a sigh, he pushed his hand through his already messy hair, then dropped it. With a shake of his head, he focused back on me. His eyes looked troubled, and the only thing I could think of was his family wouldn't bless our union. Tears filled my eyes as I looked down. Would our lives always be like this? Always fighting to prove we belonged together? Squaring off my shoulders, I decided our life together was worth whatever fight we had to go through, and I was not giving up on another dream of mine. Sitting up, I pulled the sheet up and covered my body. I wasn't sure I would be ready for his answer, but I asked it anyway. Why do you want to elope?
30. Thano. The look in Kylan's eyes was a mix of fear and strength. I knew she thought what I was going to say was something bad. The moment my family finds out I've asked you to marry me, two things will happen. She sucked in a deep, long breath and braced herself. The first will be my mother getting on me and saying it's too soon, even though we've been together for almost 6 months. Lifting her brows in a quizzical manner, she asked, And the second thing? They will insist we get married in our church. If you weren't baptized in a Catholic church, it will become a huge affair. I could see her body physically relax. They won't disagree with the marriage? With a laugh, I shook my head. Baby, look around at this hotel room my father got for us. Do you really think he doesn't want you to be a part of our family? Her eyes searched around the room as she let out a chuckle. I guess I'm letting my thoughts get ahead of me. Reaching for her hands, I pulled them up to my lips. Kylan, my family is crazy. They are big and loud, and no matter how long we are married, someone is going to say something about you not being Greek. That's something we both need to come to grips with and realize that it doesn't matter. What matters is I love you, and you love me. I want to spend the rest of my life together with you. As much as I love my family, you're going to be my new family. Her lips parted as a small smile spread over her beautiful face. Your mother will not be happy with us eloping. I shrugged. So we don't tell them. When she looked away and took in a deep breath, I knew something was wrong. Talk to me, Ladybug. She swallowed hard and turned back to me. Her eyes were bright and full of happiness, yet they held a sadness there too. When I was little, I used to tell my parents that when I got married, I was going to have a wedding on the beach. My mother would sit with me for hours, it seemed like, as we went through wedding websites and I planned my wedding. I even had a book that I would print stuff out and put it in there. I was no different than any other little girl when it came to dreaming of my fairy tale wedding. I even had a checklist. I smiled and took her hand in mine. Shit, I can't believe how selfish I was being. By trying to save her from a Greek overload, I was stripping her of something she wanted. When that night happened with Peter, he stripped away every dream I ever had. In my mind, I thought for sure no man would ever want to be with a girl who was tainted. My chest squeezed as I thought about what that fucker did to her. "Kylan," I whispered as she held up her finger. "Wait, let me say all of this." I closed my mouth and gave her a nod. "Until I met you, Thano, I didn't have any of those dreams anymore. You reached deep inside of me and turned my life back on. Piece by piece, I felt myself coming back. On the outside, I pretended like everything was great, and in some ways, it was. But I was missing something I longed for. Love."
Her hands came up and cupped my face as the most breathtaking smile appeared.
"Your love. You, Thano. I don't want to run anymore. I love you, and I know the road ahead of us is going to be hard at times. But I don't want to start our life together running away and getting married."
With a smile, I slowly nodded.
"Then we won't. Tell me what you want, Ladybug."
Her eyes seemed to have kicked up their intensity. They were filled with love, but also with the confidence I'd never seen before.
"I want a beach wedding. I want Claire there and her parents. I want your parents there. I want to shop for an expensive-as-hell wedding dress, and I want to see you standing next to a beautiful blue ocean, looking handsome as hell in a black tux."
My heart felt as if it was going to pound out of my chest. It was in that very moment I knew I was going to give her everything she asked for. "Do you know how turned on I am right now?" She laughed and shook her head.
"Why?"
"Because I love how strong you are. You know what you want, and you're not afraid to say it. It's sexy as fuck." She wiggled her eyebrows and purred.
"Should I keep telling you all the things I want?"
"Yes.
I want you buried deep inside of me, telling me how much you love me."
Pulling the sheet away from her, she let out a small scream and giggled when I pulled her legs down and got her flat on the bed. Crawling over her, I slowly began working my cock into her until I was buried balls deep inside of her. I hovered my lips above hers and softly said, "Done." Peering over to Kylan in the passenger seat, my heart skipped a beat. Neither one of us was able to wipe the smiles off our faces. The last few days had been incredible. We only left the hotel room once, and that was to go get lunch. The rest of the time, we ordered room service and made love in every single room and on, I swear, every surface we could find.
"Have you told Claire yet?" I asked.
Kylan turned and grinned from ear to ear as she looked at me.
"No. I want to see her reaction in person."
With a lighthearted chuckle, I nodded. "So, do you want to pick a date?" She sucked in her lower lip and began chewing on it.
"Thano, I need to tell you something that I probably should have told you a few months ago."
My heart dropped. Her eyes turned serious, and I swear my hands started to sweat as I wiped each one on my pant legs. "Do I need to pull over or something?" She chuckled.
"No. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. It's just with us being engaged, I feel a bit guilty for not saying anything. I don't want you to worry about how we'll afford to pay for the wedding."
My head snapped over as I looked at her. I quickly looked around and pulled into a grocery store parking lot and put my truck into park. Unbuckling, I turned to Kylan.
"There isn't anything I wouldn't do to make you happy. You know that, right?"
She nodded.
"I'm not the least bit worried about paying for our wedding. If you wanted to have it in a French castle, I'd make it work."
Lifting her brow, she tried not to laugh.
That might be kind of fun."
Taking her hand in mine, I squeezed it.
"I'm serious."
Her face softened.
"I know you are, and I love you for that, but that's not what I'm trying to say. Well, I'm just going to tell you."
I nodded and held my breath.
"When my parents died, they, of course, left everything to me. My father was very successful and was also very business smart. I kind of have, well, let's just say I'm not hurting for money."
Narrowing my eyes, I said,
"Okay. Well, that's good, baby, but I'm not worried about that. I get paid pretty well, so the last thing I'm worried about is money."
She nodded and gave me a weak smile.
"Thano, my parents' estate is valued at over $5 million. Or it was the last time I met with my father's lawyer. With his investments and real estate properties, My father wanted to make sure his family was always taken care of.
I closed my eyes and slightly shook my head before opening them again.
What?
Chewing on her lip, she nodded.
I hope you're not mad I didn't say anything. But I've never touched the money except to pay for college, and I haven't been to my house in about 6 years.
Your house?
Yeah, my parents' house, here in town. They also own a place in the Bahamas. That's where I went a few months back when I left for a few days.
I was so confused. Why were you in an apartment or living at Claire's if you had a house? With a shrug, she gave me a weak smile.
I haven't been able to go back there. In all honesty, I'm afraid to go, and I really need to probably sell it. I'll never live there.
Why? I asked. Her eyes filled with tears.
It would feel like I've lost them all over again if I stepped foot in there. I can't do it.
My heart broke as I saw the sadness in her eyes.
What if I went with you? She sniffled. You're not upset I didn't tell you about the money?
I turned and opened my door, getting out of the truck. Walking around the front, I opened her door and pulled her out. Cupping her face with my hands, I looked directly into her eyes.
Kylan, I wouldn't care if you had $1 billion. I love you for you. This doesn't change anything about how I feel about you. If you told me you never wanted to touch your parents' money, I'd be perfectly fine with that. This right here, pointing between our two bodies, I smiled. This is all I care about. You and me. Us.
Tears fell from her eyes as she slammed her body against mine.
I love you, Athanasios. I love you so much.
I love you too, Ladybug. More than you'll ever realize.
She pulled back and looked into my eyes.
My parents set aside an account that was strictly for my wedding. I used that money for college, but my father's investors are good at what they do, and it's made some money.
With a smile, I pushed a loose strand of brown hair behind her ear.
Then you plan the wedding of your dreams, baby. And if we need more money, I've got money set aside.
She scrunched her nose up and said,
There's $120,000 in the account, so I think we'll be fine.
All I could do was stare at her.
Jesus, Kylan. What in the hell kind of wedding book did you make when you were little?
Laughing, she playfully hit me on the chest.
My parents both came from poverty. When they met in college, they made a vow that they would never know what it felt like to be hungry again. And they made the same vow when I was born. That's why my father became a doctor and my mother a lawyer. They worked hard for their money and made smart choices.
An idea popped into my head, and I made a mental note to talk to Kylan about it later. Now wasn't the time.
They sound like they were amazing people.
With a sad smile, she replied.
They were.
Pulling her in, I hugged her.
Let's head home.
Sounds like a plan.
On the drive back to Manitou Springs, Kylan and I came up with a date for the wedding. June 7. It was her mother's birthday. It only left us with a few months to plan the wedding, but I assured her we could do it. When I pulled into my parking spot, we both let out a sigh of relief.
As much as I loved Dallas, it was such a whirlwind. I'm so glad to be home.
Grabbing our bags from the back seat, I nodded in agreement.
Me too.
Kylan skipped up to me and flashed me a huge smile.
Can we ask Claire and Blake out to dinner to tell them?
Her happiness was practically dripping from her smile.
Of course.
She let out a squeal of delight and pulled out her phone.
Claire,
she shouted as we walked up to our apartment.
Are you and Blake free for dinner tonight? Yes. The little surprise getaway was amazing, and that's what I want to talk to you about.
Her smile faded.
What? How do you know?
Turning to look at her, I pushed the key into the front door and unlocked it. I couldn't help but notice the look of confusion on Kylan's face. I pushed the door open, and my heart fell. Oh, holy fuck.
Athanasios!
My eyes scanned over my entire family standing in my apartment.
Claire? I can't talk to you right now. I'll have to call you back.
Kylan hit end as we both stood there in shock. Rushing over to Kylan was a group of women led by my mother. When they stopped right in front of her, my mother reached for Kylan's hand. She gasped and then held it up as everyone yelled out,
Opa!
Closing my eyes, I silently cursed myself for ever trusting my father to keep a secret.
31. Kylan. I stood frozen as about 40 people from Thano's family stood around me yelling, "Oppa!" Peeking over to Thano, he had his eyes closed before he opened them and began searching the room. I was sure he was looking for his father.
"Oh, we need to start planning the wedding," Aunt Maria exclaimed.
"Dress shopping is first. I have the perfect dress shop," Sophia added.
Katerina held up her hands.
"Now stop this. We are jumping ahead of ourselves."
Taking my hand in hers, she pulled me to the middle of the family.
"We need to get our Kylan baptized in the church first."
Oh, shit. I hadn't mentally prepared myself for facing this right now. Lifting up on my toes, I searched for Thano.
"We need to have an engagement party, just for the family."
My heart was pounding. Katerina started to point to people.
"Maria, you are in charge of the invitations."
"For what?" I quickly asked. Katerina looked at me like I had grown two heads.
"The engagement party! Oh, we'll have to start planning the meals now."
Conversation started exploding all around me, from decorations to a band to who was going to make the baklava. The word alone made me want to gag. My hand went to my stomach just thinking about the baklava. Ugh. I frantically searched for Thano as I tried to make my way through the crowd. When Thano's cousin Sophia picked up my hand, she gasped,
"It's beautiful! Oh, and look at your cheeks. It's so cute. They're flushed."
I wonder why.
"You look so beautiful."
And then it happened. Women started coming up to me and spitting on me, or making the sound of spitting. Little did they know they sucked at pretend spitting. Each time they did it, my face jerked back as if I was being mortally wounded.
"Thano!"
I called out. Phoebe came up and pulled my ring up to examine it.
"Oh, it's gorgeous."
I was going to need a bath. Jumping up, I desperately tried to find him.
"Thano!"
"Kylan, I'd love for you to try on my wedding dress."
Everything in the room stopped, including my breathing. Slowly, I turned to face Katerina and swallowed hard.
What?
Her smile grew bigger.
"My wedding dress. I bet all it needs is a few tweaks."
My eyes grew in horror.
"Thano!"
I screamed. My body relaxed the moment I felt his hand on my back.
"Yep, I'm on it."
Glancing up at him, I noticed the distraught look on his face.
"They ambushed us," he said as he guided me to the bedroom.
"How did they know?"
With a scowl, Thano hissed,
"My father."
When we finally made it to the bedroom, Thano pushed me and locked the door behind him. Placing his hands on his knees,